Conclusion. I have published these extracts from the works of Thomas Collier because I am convinced that such teaching needs to be heard in our generation and in generations to come. I am delighted to have been able to let this man, long dead, put before us some of the precious truths which lie at the heart of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Appreciating, experiencing, and preaching such truths are essential for the saving of sinners, for the comfort, assurance, and progressive sanctification of saints, and thus for the glory of God. Consequently, the debate over New Covenant theology cannot be confined to academe, nor can it be the preserve of those who enjoy as a hobby theological debate. Vital issues are at stake, issues which affect the eternal welfare of the souls of countless men and women alive today, and those who are yet to be born. Finally, I do not think I can add anything to what Hansard Nolle said in Collier's 1647 volume, The Exaltation of Christ. In the Epistle to the Reader, Nolles urged the readers to carry it, that is, what you read in this book, to the touchstone of the Word of God. Try all things, and hold fast that which is good. I say the same about my book.